and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 22nd of January, 2008. It's the birthday of the novelist Joseph Wamba, born in East Pittsburgh in 1937, the son of a policeman. Joined the Marines at age 17, then became a patrolman in Los Angeles and a detective for 14 years, and then began to write, and in 1971 published The New Centurions, which was an enormous critical success. Took a leave from the L.A. Police Department after he published his book The Blue Knight in 1972 about the final days in the career of a corrupt policeman. And 2 years later, he wrote The Onion Field, based on a true story of young police officers taken hostage by small-time hoodlums. Joseph Wamba, who said, "Joseph Heller's Catch-22 enabled me to find my voice." Until Joseph Wamba, most police officers were depicted in stories as either pious or violent, but Wamba's characters are just human beings who are trying to cope. It's the birthday of the philosopher and statesman Francis Bacon, born in London, 1561, whose political career ended in scandal. He almost got himself executed, and that made him a philosopher. It's the birthday of the poet Howard Moss, born in New York City, 1922. And it's the birthday of the romantic poet Lord Byron, George Gordon Lord Byron, born in London, 1788. Born with a club foot, sensitive about his lameness throughout his life, nonetheless was able to live a flamboyant lifestyle and become romantically involved with all sorts of beautiful women. By 1812 was one of the most famous poets in England for poems like "We'll Go No More A-Roving So Late Into the Night," "Though the Heart Be Still as Loving and the Moon Be Still as Bright," who gave the world the iconic romantic hero, the Byronic hero, dark and moody and courageous and audacious and tortured, in his long poem "Don Juan" or "Don Juan," who left England and went into exile in Italy and in Greece, surrounded by scandal and accusations, became involved in the fight for Greek independence, Greek rebels seeking independence from the Ottoman Empire, spent from his own fortune to buy them guns, assumed command of some of their military forces, but became sick before he could see any military action, and the remedy for the time was bleeding, and that only made his condition worse, and he died. Here's a poem for today by George Gordon, Lord Byron, "When We Two Parted." When we two parted in silence and tears, half broken-hearted, to sever for years, pale grew thy cheek and cold, colder thy kiss. Truly that hour foretold sorrow to this. The dew of the morning sunk chill on my brow. It felt like the warning of what I feel now. Thy vows are all broken, and light is thy fame. I hear thy name spoken, and share in its shame. They name thee before me, a knell to mine ear. A shudder comes o'er me. Why wert thou so dear? They know not I knew thee, who knew thee too well. Long, long shall I rue thee too deeply to tell. In secret we met, in silence I grieve, that thy heart could forget, thy spirit deceive. If I should meet thee after long years, how should I greet thee with silence and tears? When We Two Parted by George Gordon Lord Byron, written when he was just 20 years old. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life in Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Katrina Chikala and our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.